Maseches Trumas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah lists the different measurements, how much Truma is supposed to be given. In the Torah, it doesn't say any shear. Maaser says 1/10, but Truma doesn't say any shear. There's a shear given midrabbanan. Mishnah Gimel, shear Truma, the shear for Truma, Ayin Yafa, someone who's generous, gives Echad Me'arbayim, 1/40. Bishama Imran, Bishama says that the generous person gives Mishloshim, 1/30. Vabeninis, and the middle level average person gives Mechamishim, 1/50. Vahara, and someone who's more stingy, miserly, gives Mishishim, 1/60. Taram Va'alabiyadi Echad Mishishim, someone who's coming to take Truma, and Truma is taken by estimation, and even if he usually gave 1/40 or 1/50, but he was Taram, he separated and he realized that he took 1/60. So the halacha is Truma, it is good Truma, since it's within the range that Chazal set up, that is one of the, it's the smallest amount, but it's the smallest acceptable amount, so that's a good Truma. Ve'in Sarach Litrim, he doesn't have to add more, even though he generally gives more than that, a 50th or a 40th. And Chazav HaHesef, if he goes and he does take more Truma and he separates to add on, then the part that he's separating, since it's no longer obligated in Truma because his first separation was sufficient, therefore it doesn't become Truma in the second separation, and it still is part of the rest of the, like just like the rest of the pile, that it still is it's exempt from Truma because the first portion separated, but it's still Chayav B'Maiser, the Mishnah says. It's still going to be Tavol that's obligated to take Maiser off of it because it in itself is not Truma. However, Ala B'Yadei Mishishim Be'Echad, if when he first separated, he got 1/61st, so this is a little bit less than the lowest category of Truma obligation. So then Truma, what he separated, is considered Truma. V'yarzav Yitrim, K'mayshu Lamed, and he has to go back and take again more Truma, K'mayshu Lamed, to give the amount that he normally is accustomed to be giving, whatever that is, 60th, 50th, 40th. And when he takes a second time, he's allowed to take B'mida U'B'mishkol B'minyan. He can use measurements of volume, weight, or count, even though in the first separation of Truma it has to be done by estimation. We were taught this in the past. Learned from the Pasuk, but the second separation, Chazal were lenient and allowed him to take with measurement, because here he needs to get to the exact amount that he usually generally gives, whatever it is, and they allowed him to measure to get there. But other than that, the first opinion in this Mishnah holds that the second separation of a Truma requires all the other halachas of Truma. The only difference is that he's allowed to measure. Rabbi Yehuda says there's another leniency in this second separation. Af shalem and amukif. He's also allowed to separate shalem and amukif from produce that's not in close proximity to the pile that he's coming to exempt. Generally, one needs to separate min amukif from produce that's in close proximity to what he's coming to exempt. But here, Rabbi Yehuda says there's another thing, another leniency. He can use measurements and shalem and amukif, something that's not next to the pile that he's coming to exempt. Mishnah Dalet. Ha'aymer l'shluchay, say to Trim. If someone says to his shliach, his messenger, his agent, to go and separate Truma for him from the Mishaleach, the one sending, sends the messenger to go separate Truma for him, then Terem Kedaita Shabbal Bayas, he should separate Truma according to how he estimate, according to how he estimates what is the mida of the Baal Bayis. Is he a generous person that gives 1/40th, middle level person that gives 1/50th, or a more miserly person that gives 1/60th? If the Baal Bayis specified which one he is, then of course you should follow what his rule is. But if he didn't specify, then the shliach should estimate what type of person the Baal Bayis is. And if the shliach does not know what type of person the Baal Bayis is, what he would want, then Terem Kebeninus, he should give the mid-level amount, like the Beninus, the average, the medium level, which is Echad Mechamishim, 1/50. Pitas Asara, Ayhesav Asara, if the Shliach estimates the Baal Bayis would want to give one of the extremes, a 40th or a 60th, and he ended up doing Pirkei Asara or Heitzav Asara, or even if he picked the mid level, but the Baal Bais generally gave a different amount. If he was 10 parts off, either 10 parts less, so he gave a 40th, a Heitzav Asara, or he added 10 parts and he gave it 10 parts more than what, 1 in 10 parts more than the Baal Bais generally gives. Truma say Truma, this much is valid Truma, and he's able to say that this is what I estimated the Baal Bais generally gives, and that's acceptable. But in the Skavon Lohaisif Afilo Achas, but if he intended intentionally to give more than what he thought the Baal Bais wanted, Afilo Achas, even one part more. So if the Baal Bais gave 1/50th and he gave 1/51st or 1/49th, so then the Ein Truma Say Truma, the Truma is not going to be valid because he's not following the shlichus, what he was supposed to do. He's doing something that he intentionally knows is not what the Baal Bais wants, and then the Truma won't be valid.